MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This show brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Mark Flax, Property Director at Visio Fund Management. Mark, appreciate the early morning. Listed property, our REITs, we've had a sense announcements from them giving updates of damage and the like. Your sense in terms of extent of damage, obviously located KZN, predominantly Gauteng to a degree as well. How bad has it been for those listed REITs?
Yeah, the damage has been huge to certain REITs. Obviously, those mainly with the KZN exposure. Mm-hmm. Companies like Vukile have had up to 15% of their gross lettable area affected by the riots to a certain extent. Some of it totally destroyed, and some of it able to be repaired in a short period of time. But it goes all the way through to your majors like Growthpoint, who reported yesterday that about 3% of their properties had been destroyed. And this is going to have huge impact going forward. In that, it's going to take could take years to get it up and running again, and there could be some large rental losses in the interim.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big issue. I mean, in most, they're going to be insured. They're going to have the right insurance, and that will cover them for it. But it's that timeline. I mean, my sense is, you say years. I mean, you know, depending on the damage, some of it's going to be quickish, but some of this could be a year or two before that center is fully up and running again.
No, correct. There's a massive shortage at the moment of glass, of steel, of shop fronts, of artisans to do the repair work. And that's, you know, it's just not a usual situation. I mean, it could take, in a normal situation, this could take a year or two in certain shopping centers. But if there's such a backlog of work to be done, you can add an extra year. But I think going back to the insurance issue, I mean, that's one of my biggest concerns right now, is that maybe Sasria can't deliver. They may well have underestimated the kind of damages and the losses to those insured. Sasria, we know, have got about 8 billion net assets on their balance sheet, and they've obviously got some reinsurance. But they haven't been able to disclose to us exactly what level of reinsurance they've got. We think damages could be closer to the claims could be way over the 30 billion rand mark, given that there's stock losses, there's rental losses, and there's actual damage to property. So big question is, can Sasria cover these losses? And if they do, how long are they going to take to pay? I mean, we know Richards Bay are owed 300 million rand from a 1917 claim that hasn't yet been settled by Sasria. And I suppose your big players can wait a while to get the money, and they can finance the repairs possibly in the interim. But your smaller property players are telling tenants, listen, we don't have the cash, repair at your own cost and set off against rent. And we know that small mom and pops won't be able to last, you know, a year without getting some kind of cash flow from an insurance policy, and they'll close. And that's my biggest concern as well. In some of these centers, your line shops will not reopen, and it's going to leave gaping holes into the future for those landlords to fill. So that's a concern. And then looking forward at all the every single player in the country is going to now start worrying about, will I be able to get Sasria cover in the future? I mean, will Sasria be there? Mm-hmm. And if not, where do I get that kind of right insurance from? The only answer is it probably will be available, who knows, maybe through Lloyd's in London, but it may be triple the cost.
Yeah.
So we're going to see landlords being squeezed from on the overheads, and you know, already insurance is costing you, say, 1.5% of turnover. That could be sitting at 4% of turnover by the time this is finished, and that just squeezes dividends.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, just even increased security per chance. And as you mentioned, those gaping holes, ShopRite will come back, but mom and pop maybe not. And this, I mean, for our listed property space, I mean, yeah, even if this had happened 2 years ago, before the pandemic, it would have been a horror. But of course, post, you know, after the pandemic, where they've already been squeezed, this just puts a major knock onto a sector that has been absolutely hurting.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that it's this kind of action is going to affect our GDP growth going forward. I mean, there are already estimates from Deutsche that it's going to knock about 1% off our GDP. I can only imagine what it's going to knock off KZN's GDP, but they're going to be beneficiaries as well. I mean, you know, there will be rebuilding, and there will be, ironically, those companies that benefit from having to reconstruct. And then there are going to be REITs in South Africa that aren't exposed to KZN that will outperform. I mean, those that are purely, let's say, Western Cape-centric, such as Spear REIT, may be a big beneficiary. And we're already seeing, I'm already getting information from Cape Town brokers that there are a lot of calls out for new space requirements, mainly from KZN operators who either looking for warehouses or offices to relocate their businesses. So there is going to be some beneficiaries of the current violence in KZN. But I think overall it's a big negative for the market. Prices, stock prices, are probably down over 10% on average of your REITs in South Africa. It's probably going to pare back most of the gains we've achieved this year already.
Yeah, and looking at the chart, it was sort of running, but as you say, pulled back. Mike Flax, Property Director, Vizio Fund Management. Appreciate the early morning time. This show brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.